So, last night I was at this club that I go to sometimes, and I was blindfolded, naked, with my hands bound in front of me. I was standing in the entryway to this room. I could feel the cold air biting at my skin, hear the conversations and the drinks being shared. The room smelled like sweat and sex. It was exhilarating, just waiting to be seen. Finally, someone comes over to me and grabs my wrist. They lead me over, and I follow dutifully. This is my favorite part, when I don't know what's about to happen, when the anticipation vibrates in my bones. They lead me over to a cold metal table and lie me down. My wrists are tied above my head. The room gets quiet. A feather traces my skin, and I start to feel all the eyes in the room focus on me. A hand traces down my chest. The fingers are soft and gentle, but it could be anyone. I hear them strike a match and light a candle. I bite my lip, knowing what's coming. Nothing at first, but then, drip. The first bit of wax hits my skin. Oh, I start to writhe on the table. This pleasure and pain become the same. Another piece of wax drips, and I moan out. I know everyone is watching me, 'cause no one's talking. The only sounds in the room are someone mixing the ice in their drink and my loud moans as drip after drip of hot wax drop onto my skin. I hear something start to buzz. Vibrators pushed against my clit. Someone's holding it over me as I pull against my restraints, writhing on the table. Something else presses against my ass. It's cold and metal. They tease my ass and my clit together, and I feel disconnected from space and time. Someone spits on the metal plug before sliding it slowly in and out of me. Please, I beg. Please, I want more. Finally, someone else walks up. I hear them blow out the candle. Feel their hand between my thighs. The sand is rougher than the last. It slides between my thighs as I hear them unzip their pants. I feel a cock press against my lips and open my mouth to receive it. I slowly start sucking on the head, licking around the tip, then craning my neck to take more and more. Another pair of hands slides down my legs, rubbing against my feet, then another, massaging my tits, and another, playing with my hair. I lost track of the number of people feeling only their touch, seeing nothing. Someone starts rubbing me down with oil. I can feel their slippery hands sliding all over me, hear their fingers slipping in the oil. I let out another moan as the cock in my mouth starts thrusting in and out of my mouth. Someone puts their cock in my restrained hand, and someone else climbs on top of me on the table. I grip the cock in my hand as best I can as someone enters my pussy. I cry out, begging for more. More people. More cocks. More wax. More something. Just more. Someone smacks my tit. My nipples are standing hard at attention. It's not long until I feel someone's mouth sucking on it. I moan out again, feeling myself quiver at all of the stimulation. I explode. coming in front of the room, crying out, begging to be treated like a whore. The cock in my mouth finally starts to clench. He comes on my face as I get fucked on the table. Someone frees my wrists from their restraints. I push myself onto my elbows, but it's not too long before someone picks me up. And I'm placed back down on the table, on my knees. Someone's underneath me. Their cock enters my tight pussy as my hands find purchase on their chest. I start riding his cock, really showing off, wanting to be seen. Someone else's hands reach back and pull the metal plug from my ass. I cry out as they replace it with their cock. "Oh God," I cry out. "There's no God here," someone answers. I feel so full with two cocks inside me, each man thrusting into me, my fingernails digging into the man beneath me. I'm so close to coming again. I just need something extra. "Choke me," I call out. I feel the hand on my neck gently squeezing. I feel my face getting hot and my legs trembling. I beg them to fuck me harder as I come for a second time. I collapse onto the man below me. My blindfold starts to slip, and I can barely see the shapes of some of the people sitting at the bar, just looking at me. They're all wearing suits and fancy dresses. One of the men at the bar kisses the girl next to him, then walks up to me, unzipping his pants. He reties my blindfold before he puts my mouth onto his cock. It's so hard to remember who came first. All I remember is cum leaking out of all of my holes. I got off the table and onto my knees as men crowded around me. Some wanted my mouth, some wanted my hands, some just wanted to jerk off onto my face. I didn't care. I was exactly where I wanted to be. Surrounded, covered, and coated. Used. At the end, I sat on the floor, still blindfolded, covered in semen, as I rubbed my clit, moaning for no one, as I came alone in an empty room.